Now discussing about the scheme of examination for the pseudo xanthoma elasticum, we'll get a command to examine the neck and do the relevant examination. Yeah, koi flexures ki involvement hai to uski command mil sakti hai, lekin most probably jo clinical slides hoti hain usme bhi, aur agar case aa jaye to usme bhi neck ki examination command milti hai. So when we'll examine the neck, we'll see that there will be yellowish papules and confluent plaques present on the lateral aspect of the neck, present in a radicular pattern, which will give it a chicken skin appearance. We'll examine on both the lateral sides of the neck, the anterior and the posterior aspects of the neck, to see the distribution. Then we are going to palpate these lesions for temperature gradient, tenderness, pinch and squeeze, especially to look for any signs of the cutis laxa, any recoil of the skin. So we're going to pinch it to see for any atrophy or changes in the elasticity of the skin, because we are going to keep cutis laxa and our differentials. So that's why checking for the elasticity, recoil and atrophy in the skin is important. Besides this, we are also going to measure the lesion if any confluent plaque is present, then squeeze the lesions as well to look for any kind of a discharge present. In the relevant examination, we are going to examine the other flexure areas such as the axilla, anticupital fossa, and take the permission for the examination of the genitalia, examine the flexures, that is groin. So this completes the examination of the flexures. In the relevant examination, we are going to examine the rest of the skin. Then coming to the examination of the mucosa, we are going to start with the head. We are going to examine for the scalp, ears, to look for any signs of the lupus erythematosus. Also examine the face to look for any photosensitivity present. Then examination of the eyes is very important. We are going to check for the vision and look for the conjunctiva, pallor and jaundice. Examination of the nasal cavity, oral cavity, to look for any cobblestoning or any changes in the oral cavity seen. Besides this, examination of all of the lymph nodes for hematological malignancies or other associated malignancies. Then examination of the skin of the limbs, also examination of the nails, periungual space, palms and soles, to look for any features of lupus erythematosus or rheumatoid arthritis. Examination of the joints can also be done. Other than this, in the chest auscultation, auscultation for any murmur, auscultation of the chest, of the lungs for any infections. Measurement of the BP cannot be done in the short case, of course, because of the limited time, but permission should be taken that I would like to take the blood pressure of this patient. It should not be missed. Palpation for the pulses and also comparison for the radio-radial delay or radio-femoral delay. Then abdominal palpation to look for any tenderness and also look for the visible pulsations of aortic aneurysm in the abdomen. Then the other flexures of the lower limb, groin, popliteal fossa should be done. This completes the examination of pseudo xanthoma elasticum.